You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Call it the Picasso Face-Off. Two galleries in town, Pace and Gagosian, have large exhibitions on the work of the Spanish master. The Gagosian show is curated by Picasso biographer John Richardson, and the Pace exhibit focuses on the artist's relationship with his last wife, Jacqueline Roque. WNYC's Deborah Solomon joins us now to review both. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So, first of all, is this a coincidence, or are both galleries presenting Picasso at the same time to get more buyers or something?
I'd say yes. I think this is absolutely the war of the Picasso gallery exhibitions we're seeing right now, and one hopes the public will benefit.
All right, well, let's talk about the Gagosian show first, which is curated by art historian John Richardson, who wrote a multi-volume biography of Picasso. The show is called Picasso and the Camera, and it includes Picasso's own photographs and how they influenced his work. How did they?
The show starts out very forcefully by showing us photographs that he took during one summer in Spain. He was in the country, he took photographs of the landscape, and then back in his studio, we see how he paints the landscape with flattened planes and geometric shapes that resemble the photograph. And the Gagosian show also includes a lot of photographs of Picasso, who I'm sure was the most photographed artist in the history of the world. And he loved posing. He often posed in a very macho spirit with a cigarette or bare-chested. He was on the cover of Look magazine in the 50s with his shirt off.
Oh, Jesus, really?
Or posing as a bullfighter in a bullfighter's jacket. I, for one, though, have limited patience for looking at photographs of Picasso without his shirt on. I would rather look at the work. In general, I found it to be a bit too carnivalesque as an exhibition.
In what way?
The show is just chaotic. There are big columns and blown-up posters. They take your purse away. All bags and purses have to be surrendered at the entrance.
This sounds like a personal affront to you.
Well, they don't do that at the Metropolitan Museum. The Met lets you keep your purse. MoMA lets you keep your purse. So why does Gagosian seize your purse? I do find it to be like pretentious security. And there was a line to get my purse back at the end of the show.
All right. Well, you know, the Pace show, where I'm assuming you were able to take your purse, is about Jacqueline Roque, who Picasso married when he was 73, and she was 27. They were together for 20 years until his death, during which time he created over 400 portraits of her. Was that a particularly creative time in Picasso's life?
It was. I think it's a beautiful show. It's a very coherent show. This is the show at Pace. It's on 25th Street in Chelsea and also up at its Uptown Gallery where the prints and works on paper are. And it was Picasso's last relationship, the last of many. He actually had a good relationship with Jacqueline Roque, unlike his other mistresses, whom he famously argued with and disfigured in his work. If you think of Dora Maar, for example, he shows her weeping. Or if you think of his paintings of Olga, his first wife, he shows her with pointy teeth. He had this tendency.
Somebody had issues.
He had this tendency to turn women into monsters in his work. But his last relationship with Jacqueline Roque was really very companionable. He stopped running off. By then he was in his 80s and even 90s. And they were very devoted to each other. And there were many beautiful paintings that resulted from their partnership.
And, you know, actually, the Metropolitan Museum also has a show which features several of Picasso's paintings, a cubism exhibit from the collection of cosmetics businessman Leonard Lauder. Can any of the galleries top that?
No, absolutely not. The Lauder show at the Met is a must-see show, and it brings together paintings from the early radical years of cubism. It also places Picasso in the context of Braque and Leger, his great contemporaries. On the other hand, museums do charge admission, and galleries do not. Galleries are free in that sense. They provide an incredible cultural perk to the life of New York City. And what's interesting is that so many galleries are now doing museum-quality shows.
Well, I'd like to know what listeners think. Between going to a museum and paying admission or going to a show at a gallery for free, which is a more valuable experience and why? Let us know with a comment at WNYC.org. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic. Thanks so much, Deborah.
Thank you, Sotirios.
You're listening to WNYC.